What's up? My name is Reggie, and this is my Top 5 podcast. Today, my guest is...
Olivia.
Today, we'll be doing our Top 5 video games, and do you mind if I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, in my number 5 spot, I have this video game called Just Cause 3. Have you heard of that before?
No, I've never heard of that before.
So, it's this game where you play as this Mexican guy, and he... He has his grappling hook.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to, like, liberate these parts of Mexico. And I don't know. It's all about explosions and stuff. It's really cool. A good number 5 in my opinion.
Okay. My number five would have to be, you know, Fortnite. It's cool. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was fun when I was younger, back in middle school. Yeah, but, like, I'll get on and I'll probably play, like, for a cool hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like one of those games. It's like, I'll go back to it. I'm a scope the scenery.
Yep, I get that. I definitely get that. Fortnite was a thing back in the day.
On bro.
Mm-hmm. My number 4 is this game called Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Have you played that before?
No, I play a lot of mainstream games. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm not gonna hold you. Roblox girly. I be playing Roblox with my baddies.
No, that's fun. That's fun. That's perfect. Assassin's Creed Black Flag, though, in my opinion, the best in the whole series. You play as a pirate, a pirate assassin. It's real. It's kind of crazy. I think that's really fun. Yeah.
My number 4 is a game that I used to play when I was real young. It's called Little Big Planet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember me and my besties. Yes, we was talking about it, and I didn't know other people actually played that game. When I tell you I've been trying to get that game, but you can never, it's only on older PlayStations. You cannot find like a new version on it nowhere, and it hurts my soul.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they closed down the servers, too.
Yes, they did. For those who do not know what Little Big Planet is, basically it's like a, I think it's like a sack character.
Yeah.
It's like a little, like the little sack characters, and basically you customize it, and you go through like these different adventures. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. We played it for hours and hours and hours, y'all.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, on to our number 3s. Now, my number 3 is a game called Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yup.
Oh my goodness, like, where do I even start with that game? The characters, the graphics, the story, it's all just...
It's a great story.
Honestly.
How I found out about it is because my cousin, he got it like for Christmas or sometime, like when it first came out. And I was like, what is Red Dead? He's like, bro, it's a hillbilly redneck version of GTA, bro.
Basically.
And I was like, and I remember I watched it, I played it, and then what really got me into it because I think a lot of my cousins had it, but I never really wanted to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember one day I saw it on TikTok, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the supremacy people.
Yeah.
They were, they was having a meeting, and this one guy, he was like, No way. He was like, oh, I got some for y'all. I think he started like throwing, it was like grenades or something like that. He started throwing them. Then he got one of the people and he put them on like the little train track, and a train came, ran them up. He said, I did this for America. I did this for y'all.
Oh my gosh.
Like, when I tell you, that is such a great game.
I know, right? The detail is, I don't think I've ever seen another game like it.
On bro, like, I don't even know how to explain. Like, I want to go back and really just play again because even the story mode was good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! And for my number 3, since we just did just Red Dead, mine was GTA, bro.
Oh really?
I love GTA. Like, I don't know why. Franklin's gonna be like one of the top characters. So was Michael, but Trevor was just funny because he was just like those ignorant redneck people that you just. Nothing got me more. He's like, I'm just chilling with my homies. I was just like, oh my God, Trevor was funny. I remember my game was in the living room. Mm-hmm. So my mom, she worked from home.
Yeah.
So she'll be at work talking to a customer, and you just hear Trevor say some out of pocket stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And if it wasn't Trevor, it was Lamar, bro.
Oh.
Cause nothing got me more. Lamar was so funny.
Lamar was hilarious.
The story mode was so great. And my thing is, I kind of wish for like the whole, I need to actually play it again. Cause for some reason I just started playing the story mode again. And because you know how you have different choices, you can either kill one of the other characters, or you can kill Trevor or kill the other dude. Yeah.
Yep.
And so I never killed Trevor. And I was like, you know what? I kind of want to kill Trevor and see how the ending's going to be. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm going to do with this next time.
Well, get ready for that.
Oh, my God. There's extra to it? There's no, more to it?
No, it's just sad. It's is just, it? Yeah.
Okay, what's yours?
My number two now is a game called Ghost of Tsushima.
I've heard about that. I have heard of that.
That's really good. Like, the only reason why I have it over Red Dead is because it has almost the exact same qualities. I just think the gameplay is more fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely something you should check out. It's about a samurai.
Ooh.
Japan, you know.
Okay, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. My number three is Lego games. I love Lego games with a passion. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care how grown I get.
Yeah.
I will always play me a Lego game. Mm-hmm. The Marvel ones was dope. I love, of course, I love DC. DC.
Yeah.
Oh, do I want to put Marvel DC or DC over Marvel? Either way, both of them was great. I just love Lego games in general. Like, I love the Star Wars. I loved Jurassic Park. I love Lego games. Like, nobody understands my passion for Lego games. Yeah. Like, that made me really... I started building freaking Legos just because. Like...
Lego games got me out the hood. Like, those were, like, the first video games I ever played were the Lego games. Like, the little Lego Marvel game on the DS. That's what
I had. They had, I think, also on a DS. I think they had, like, it was, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean, I think, was on a DS. I had that. But I remember, no, this is how I got into Lego games. This is how, some kids nowadays, they would not know. You remember the freaking cube?
Oh, the cube. Yes.
We had the cube, bro.
The cube.
Yes, my cousin had the cube. It had a lot of, that's how I got into the Star Wars Lego games. And you know, like, the Luigi Ghost House thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was originally on a freaking cube.
Wow.
Before it was on the Nintendo and all. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember playing that, and I was so scared playing that game. But I'm not going to hold you. I missed the cube. I feel like the cube was just, it was lit, bro. It was, these kids, man, they would never understand.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. They wanted some good quality games.
Times go. Where did they go?
On, bro. Now, what's your top one, though?
My number one. Now, this might be cheating, but I just don't care. It's the Yakuza series. Have you ever played that?
I know what you're talking about. My cousin played that.
Oh, it's so good. From the first one all the way to the last one.
I love the graphics growing up. Mm-hmm. I love the graphics. It was, it's clean. It's clean.
You gotta play it. Again, it's another, like, Japanese style game.
Just remind me. Did you play Jump Force? I feel like you played Jump Force.
I did play a little bit of Jump Force. I dabbled in it a little bit.
I wanted to, but I was just like, like, my sister, okay, you remember it was like the fighting game, but it was like Naruto?
Yeah.
She has that. I think one of them has My Hero Academia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just Jujutsu Kaisen, I think, came out with something.
Yeah, recently, yeah.
Yes, they wanted that so bad. And I'm just like, but speaking of fighting games, Mortal Kombat's my number one. I don't care what nobody says. Mortal Kombat, bro. Like, I don't care what nobody says. The story mode was lit. Story mode was lit, bro.
Yeah. Like, definitely, like, this newest story,
I have not listened to that newest story.
Ooh, okay, I won't speak on that.
I saw, like, I think, like, they go back in time, because I remember they get Johnny Cage, like, a younger version of Johnny Cage and stuff like that. I really wasn't paying that much attention to it, but I just loved Mortal Kombat, because it's just, like, one of those things that I've had since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think it's more, like, nostalgia.
Yeah.
I think that's what it really is, but, like, Mortal Kombat, anytime you come in with a game, it never misses.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I remember my cousin, he had, let me see, because I started off with Mortal Kombat X, XL, then you had 11. Mm-hmm. I remember 11. And then for like, then for 12, they had 1. And I remember me and my cousin, we came up with a joke. And he was like, why did they call it 1 and not 12? And he was like, yeah, because they said, forget 12. Mm. I was like, oh my God.
Nah, that's real. That's so real.
Oh my God, I just love Mortal Kombat, guys. I don't understand. Like, my God, Liu Kang and Johnny Cage, those are my main two.
Yeah,
Raiden was cool. Mm-hmm. He was cool, but like, especially when you learn like the new little combo moves and stuff to go with it, like, bro, I was a monster. I remember it was some fights over Mortal Kombat, man. I remember my cousins, like my younger cousins, they don't know what Mortal Kombat is.
Oh.
So when like I'm like when they get in trouble, whatever, and I'm like, come here, and they're not trying to listen, and I pull them, I'd be like, get over here, and they don't understand. My cousins, they'll understand that. They'd be like, bro.
Oh my goodness. I will say, with Mortal Kombat, there is nothing more satisfying than beating another person, like. You know, playing against the CPU, that's cool and all, but you can only do that for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Never get tired of beating another person.
I'm not going to hold you. I got to add another one. Another one.
What's up?
What was the DC game, like DC Universe? I grew up playing DC Universe for the longest as well.
Nah.
Those are so good. I remember, bro, we was on that mud on the 360, bro. 360 with it. What y'all know about an Xbox 360? Come on now. Like, what? I remember we had, it was the original one. And then I forgot what they called the newer DC Universe. I forgot what they called that one. But I don't know why. I just love story modes. I don't know why. It's just something like a story mode. It just always hits my heart.
Yeah.
But DC Universe is one of those other games I just grew up playing. And the more and more I play it, the better and better I just started getting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and my sister, like, who was my go-to? I was, for some reason, such a big Wonder Woman fan. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know Alicia's was like, not Jack Frost or something like Frost, somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who was mine? Because I used to mess with the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Joker was on there for a cool minute. I didn't care for Batman. I didn't care for Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? It wasn't Catwoman. Harley Quinn.
Harley.
Oh my gosh. That's just the newer one when, like, I remember she'll whistle for her dog. So when you press R2, I think, not R2, RB, I think when you can grab somebody, yeah. I think, like, she grabs you and, like, the dogs come. It's like, she, like,
mm-hmm.
and, like, the dogs will come and start biting at you.
Yeah.
It was so, bro, the newer ones are so cold with it. Yeah. It's just, and they brought so many new older characters from the comics back.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, all I gotta say is y'all gotta check out these games, man. Like, these are lit games. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't have anything else to say, I think that might be it.
Yeah. Bye, y'all. 91.1 WEDN. Listen in.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.